My name's fucking Michael Babiano. I'm fucking Goo Goo Gaga and shit, you know? Fucking wah.
Wah, you fucking fuck.
Wah, I'm a baby.
I'm a fucking baby. Hey. Bring me those fucking tits, mom.
You know, you know Boris Yeltsin breastfed his daughter?
He like.
What do you mean?
He didn't even admit it. He just stated it as like a mark of esteem in his autobiography, Notes of a President.
He breastfed his daughter.
His daughter, yeah, Tatiana. She was on a train and she was crying and her mother wasn't there, so he pulled out his own tit.
Well, he didn't breastfeed her, he breast pacified her.
Right. He put on it. Imagine that's how fucked up Russia
that's
is.
Awesome,
imagine you're
dude.
On a train and Barack Obama is breastfeeding Malia Obama. And he's like, I'm gonna put this in my book.
I'm gonna tell everybody.
My book, boop, president.
It's not. He doesn't mean what you think, guys.
It says Russian president.
Yeah, Russian. Mm-hmm. That's why it was.
That's who
out.
Trump's teamed up with.
Yeah, the fucking Ruskies.
Mm-hmm.
So, is that a common thing in Russia? Do people put their titties in their daughter's mouth?
I think Yeltsin was just a drunk and insane.
He wasn't the guy with the fucking mark on his head, was he?
That's
no,
Gorbachev.
That's Gorbachev. He had Italy on his head.
That was a pretty funny birthmark.
Yeah. Yeltsin was just trashed constantly.
Yeah,
that rules.
Yeah,
he was like. The
it was funny because like, in the 1990s, like Russia was just plagued with alcoholism to a degree much greater than like, you know. I mean, it's kind of how like FDR had polio. Yeltsin was just trash
right,
all the time.
Right.
And they had to keep the fact that the president's legs didn't work like hidden from the public.
Absolutely.
And his wheelchair was just like being boozed up,
just fucked up,
just breastfeeding his daughter while
red.
Trashed on a train.
Yeah.
And being like, I'm putting this in my book.
This is good for the
I'm
chapter.
I'm going to put it in my book that I put my titty in my daughter's mouth.
I really don't fuck with Russia, man.
Yeah.
Like, not. I don't even really give a fuck about all of this Putin stuff, but it just scares me.
You want Biden to win. You love Kamala.
I mean, I want Biden to win.
You
I
love,
don't,
Kamala,
I don't love
Kamala, and you hate Moscow.
I'm
Mitch.
A Kamala.
I do not. Well, I don't hate. Well, I guess I do hate Moscow Mitch, but not because of his connection to the Kremlin, because of his little fat neck pussy and, you know, what have you,
mm-hmm.
and his little antics.
His turtle looking ass.
His mm-hmm. turtle, and because he's married to evil Connie Chung.
Yeah, he
I don't
does.
Like that.
He does have an Asian wife.
Stav mm-hmm. imagines a socialist state with a Kremlin, where it's a
the
big cookie
it's a giant
building.
Crumb.
The Kremlin?
Yeah. Where it's, yeah the,
why would you want it to be a crumb, dude?
Hmm?
I would want it to be a whole
crumbs
cookie.
Come. It's a big cookie, and then there's crumbs around it.
Yeah, you
okay.
eat the crumbs of the big cookie.
Do you get to eat it?
The crumbs are cookie size.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
how
course,
big this
everybody,
cookie.
Everybody
right.
gets to eat it. That's how
that's
communism works.
That okay.
Yeah, everybody gets a piece of the giant cookie, but we don't say which piece. Some people get a more equal piece.
Mm-hmm. The burnt end on the bottom sometimes.
Which on beef the best, but on cookie burnt end not
burnt
so.
Burnt end
good.
Sucks.
You want soft middle part.
You want the soft or a whole
the
chocolate.
The pussy chacha.
The pussy of the chip of the chocolate chip cookie.
The pussy kiss chacha of the chocolate chip cookie is the center, the soft guy
yeah,
center.
Imagine a pussy made out of a chocolate chip cookie, dude. That would be awesome.
Just a stops gone. Dude, into a fantasy world.
I'm gonna gone,
take,
dude.
The next
technicolor dream world.
Yeah.
I'm literally thinking about yeah. eating the pussy.
And everything is made of pussy.
Yeah.
And all the pussy is chocolate chips.
Dude, literally.
And here comes the mayor.
You eat the pussy.
He's a giant pussy made of chocolate chips. And you eat and fuck the mayor.
You don't want to fuck a giant man-shaped yeah. pussy.
And you're running
please fuck
around.
Me. It's not gay.
Chip.
I'm a chocolate chip pussy. And I'm the mayor.
So he is
of
a pussy.
The Kremlin.
But I have to fuck him in the ass. Anyway, listen, I'm thinking you lick it and the clit is a chocolate chip cookie, of course.
Uh-huh.
But then after the girl comes, you just take a big bite out of her pussy.
And then she has less pussy for next time.
Oh, true. You can make her pussy smaller if it's too big for your dick by eating a little bit of it.
I don't know. You'd have to shove in a little bit more dough, put her in the oven.
That's true. Well, you could, yeah, you could bake a pussy to your specifications.
Damn, I kind of want to go get one of those rolls of Pillsbury.
Microwave it and put your dick
I
in
love
it.
That. You just slice it with a knife and then you're like, I'm a baker, man. Mm-hmm. I'm a professional baker, man.
Is that what you do?
That's what you just eat it out of the can.
No, I mean, I make the cookies, but I don't delude myself into thinking I'm a professional baker.
I used to think
that's
that when
definitely
I was
a college move, dude. Yeah. Like freshman year of college where you're like, I'm an adult, dude. I'm
fresh baked cookies.
Yeah. Well, there's only one step. I mean, that's not it's, when I learned how to make Kraft macaroni and cheese.
No, it's different.
Probably like age 9 or 10.
Different.
I'm like, le but de fonte.
Baking is more baking is more of a mystery than
My mom's like, what do you do? You're acting gay.
Just slap you. put your hand on the hot stove. Yeah,
this is what you get for having dinner.
For having dinner and acting gay.
For eating a fun dinner.
I'm just trying to be the man around the house since Dad left.
He didn't leave. I left him. He's gay. I caught him making dinner.
Oh, my God.
Now I'm trying to get fucked. By a man that makes some changes around here.
He'll never give me cock if he knows my son is gay.
Oh my God, this is so funny. I didn't realize that Vincent Gallo had a blurb for his t-shirt about AOC.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for the listener, Vincent Gallo sells one of one t-shirts on his website for $600. And there's one with AOC that says "ignorant pig" over
Let's
her
not
face.
Let's promote other.
I know for free.
On
no,
the
I just
show
the yeah. blurb. The blurb is so funny.
If anything,
none of these assholes
go to stavi.biz.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. You should buy their shirts and not Vincent Gallo's shirts. But he said.
Let's pump the brakes on the.
He says her combination.
Let's go ahead and put the kibosh on the all free.
Right. Here's another thing. Okay, we don't have to talk about the t-shirts, but. Apparently, Adam, you were telling
me.
No,
you can go ahead and talk about
this. No.
Go ahead. You can talk about it.
What was I telling?
You can go ahead and talk about it. Just.
Oh, I don't have to read this blurb. It is very funny, though.
Let's just not discuss this.
Okay. He has
you can look
a
it up.
Listen to this, folks. Adam says that the brown bunny scene, which we've all looked at
the
and jacked off
yeah.
to.
Let's just not discuss that.
The ghost blowjob scene.
The ghost blowjob
scene. Bunny.
Where Chloe Savini sucks cock
Let's
on
not
screen.
Talk about other cocksuckers.
I'm so
We're
sorry.
Promote other cocksucking businesses on the show.
It's true. It's bad business of us.
Mm-hmm. Was that in theater? Anyway, it's a prosthetic cock.
Well, it's under it. There's a rumor that it is
because it was a nice cock.
Because it's a nice cock. And then if you ask him about it in a Q&A, he will get furious and cuss you out. And
I would. That's just such a smart move is to make a movie.
If you ask him if it's prosthetic.
Dude, I'm going to make a movie where I get my dick sucked. And my dick is only like an inch bigger than mine.
It's high
so it's believable.
Mm-hmm.
But that puts the good word out there on the street.
Mm-hmm.
That your dick isn't that small. It's actually just regular.
It's like Kimmler said, it doesn't matter how big the lie is as long as you kill anyone who says that it's not true.
That's
What was the actual quote? As long as the story is beautiful.
As long as it's the nice nuts.
as long as you stay busting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Damn. You got...
That guy from the Nuggets posted him getting his dick sucked during quarantine.
Yes.
I want Hitler's
Jamal
bends.
Murray.
His bangs. Jamal, his and he had a big
his,
dick.
His Benz.
His Benz.
Yeah, his Mercedes.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
You want the actual one or a replica? Or?
The actual
one. I only know about it from Rat Race.
You should be able to rent it for your birthday. You should be able to have it drive you around New York City. To do the Home Alone 2 tour.
Hitler's
I'm
Mercedes.
I'm going to stay at the plaza and pull up in Hitler's Benz. I'm turning 32.
Now that's riding in style.
I'm racist and I'm turning 32.
It's fine. I'm 32 and a half.
It's my half birthday.
And then we're going to FAO Schwartz for some turtle doves.
You're having an Eloise themed birthday. That's great.
Damn, I was pissed. I don't think I ever made it to FAO Schwartz as a child.
We had one in Vegas and I used to go there, yeah. It was pretty cool.
Where the fuck did Vegas have it?
We would come to New York all the time. And I don't recall ever going there. But we never did any. We would just go to my aunt's place. And then and then sit there.
Yeah.
And then like I would ride the train with my cousin and be intimidated that she knew what the fuck was going on.
Right, dude.
That was wild, dude. When I would come like visit my cousin in the city and she'd be like, "Let's take the train." I'm like, "We're 7."
Yeah.
And then would you just go into some fucking bathroom, a giant bathroom.
Yeah.
And then come out and it's still a massive city.
Yeah.
And you're like,
you're so much farther than where you were.
Yeah.
You have no idea how to get anywhere.
Right.
Your parents are far away.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, Manhattan kids specifically are fucking little animals, dude. They're all doing cocaine and fucking riding the trains.
Yeah, they all have their cousin was at 13.
My cousin was a good, she didn't really do cocaine. She was like obsessed with homework and stuff.
Mm.
And, but it's funny. I remember going hiking.
Oh, yeah. I remember that about her.
I remember going hiking. Yeah, when she was 9.
Yeah.
I remember going hiking with her.
No, she talked to me about it 9 years after that.
We were like 8 on her 18th birthday.
Wow. Just turned 18.
In Hitler's Benz.
In Hitler's Benz. Like, I'm around by your cousin.
She's like, I do this every year on my birthday. It's Manhattan. Yeah, we went hiking, though, when we were kids. I remember being, like, in the woods, and she started crying.
Oh, damn.
Because she's like, I don't know where to go. I'm like, the trees are painted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just fucking follow the trees that are painted. You'll know if you're going the wrong way because it'll hurt your shins.
Right.
You'll be in a bush.
You'll be fucked.
Yeah.
There will be nowhere to go.
There's no way. You're covered in spiders immediately. Yeah. Just stay on the part where you're not covered in spiders.
Yeah, no, I'm with her, though. I don't fuck with
The woods
nature. Until recently.
Yeah. I like going in. Anytime I'm in the woods, I pretend that I'm part Native American.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like you do the voice?
Daniel Day-Lewis voice, yeah. Mm. Excuse me, do you know where I can buy one of those Clif Bars? Is there a Clif Bar vending machine at the bottom of the trail?
Excuse me, is there any honey? I'd like to eat an entire honeycomb like a bear.
That's not one of the questions I personally ask, but I could see why someone of your general shape.
Dude, I'm just saying, every time I saw a bear eating honey, I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude, that looks awesome.
We call him Earth Spirit. He's round like the globe.
You can't tell me fucking Winnie the Pooh dipping his hand in his big ass honey pot doesn't look fucking awesome. Yeah.
Your name will be Eating Moon. It's no sign of disrespect. In fact, there's a story the elders tell about a man who looked quite like you, who actually defeated General Custer because he thought his name was General Custard.
He kept taking bites out of him, looking for dessert.
He actually wound up eating General Custard, thinking that there was a creamy pussy center in the middle of it. Much like the famous Russian chocolate chip cookie myth. It's interesting, you find you go around the world, different peoples have similar origin myths of a dessert with a pussy center.
Fuck, dude. You said it again, and I'm thinking of a bread pudding made. A pussy made out of bread pudding. It's a little warmer, a little gooier.
Yeah.
It makes a little more sense. Or maybe the outer shell of the pussy could be chocolate chip cookie, and the inside moist, juicy part could be bread pudding.
The bread pudding. Very interesting.
It would be awesome, dude. For real. And when you fuck it, it feels like a human pussy. And when you take your dick out, it's clean, pristine dessert. And it regenerates every bite you take.
Oh, wow.
Unless you want to shape it to make it a little smaller for your needs.
Well, be careful what you wish for. You'll just be down there.
I'm not being careful. I want that to happen.
All right.
The only problem is fucking we don't live in such a beautiful, mystical world where it's possible.
Yeah.
I'm pissed off.
Some V-nut M&M's. I got a little clit in the middle.
That would be cool too, man. That would be really fucking cool.
Now don't fuck me this up for me, Yellow. I'm trying to fuck Santa Claus.
I'm trying to get pussy from Santa Claus, Yellow.
I'm sorry. I'm the Native American. I'm the Native American Eminem.
Whoa, he is real. And his dick is big.
They are made out of pussy.
Santa Claus just balls deep in the M&Ms.
Oh. They do have pussies. He's just missionary fucking the red M&M.
Ah, watch it.
Yeah. Just a 4-year-old rubbing his eyes.
Santa's ass cheeks hanging out. But he's got most of his pants on.
Make this Christmas an M&M and Coca-Cola Christmas. Only at Macy's. Exclusive Christmas 1998. The last Christmas.
Oh, man. Were we not going to get the Christmas season this year?
No.
In what
Christmas
sense?
Ended in the 90s.
No. I'm with you on that. They do the windows.
Remember Bill Clinton went on TV and he was like, just a heads up, Santa's not real.
Santa's not
real. Yeah, that
Santa's
messed up.
Fake. America just found out. I've been briefed with intelligence that says Santa is fake. And prior to that, we lived in a Santa-believing white America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's really when the whole
That's
door,
my real problem
with
Black Lives Matter and multiculturalism mm-hmm. is their footnote of Santa isn't real.
That's, mm-hmm. yep. Mm-hmm. Or he's not white.
He's not white.
How dare they?
Not only that he's not white, but even the black version of Santa doesn't look like the Coca-Cola Santa, mm-hmm. which is mm-hmm. the only one that should be allowed.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah, we can all agree that's the real Santa.
Majestic.
Yeah. I've seen some pretty fun black Santas, I have to admit.
The one that works at Home Depot? I don't even think that thing is for sale. What the fuck is that? Every year, Home Depot tries to sell full-size black Santa.
I think mm-hmm. they probably sell them.
No, they do not.
I think so.
No, because there's only ever one of them.
Maybe around here, a black family wouldn't want a black Santa as a symbol.
Right into the
show.
To
keep the gentrifiers away.
If you were a black family listening to Cumtown and you have even considered mm-hmm. purchasing a full-size, 5'11" automated black Santa.
I'm thinking about it just
for Christmas.
Yeah.
To put in your house, even. I don't even know what the
I think it's for the lawn, probably. But no one has lawns here in New York.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean, space is a little tight. But I guarantee you there's some black families that have big black Santas.
I'm going to call up Home Depot.
Please do.
You know,
I'm not trying to miss
it. I know the season's mm-hmm. starting. I wanted to know if y'all got that Nega Santa, the dark Santa Claus, the evil one. I want to pre-order it.
Have y'all ever seen Mega Man?
Yeah. How much for the Nega Santa?
Okay, sir. I happen to know the reference, but you can never say that to any of our other employees.
That's why I'm calling in.
You are on thin ice, pal.
That's why I'm calling in with a fake accent and a fake name. As a pretext to say Nega Santa.
Please stop saying that, sir. This call is being recorded.
It's like in Darkwing Duck.
Mm-hmm.
There's Nega Duck.
I do know that, yep. Yeah.
But there's a Nega Santa.
Mm-hmm. Very clever, sir.
It's like Sega.
Yeah.
So why don't you pronounce it like that?
That's how I'm pronouncing it. If you're hearing something different, that's your ears.
That's true. Your ears are racist.
Mm-hmm. That's what they call dog whistle racism. Mm-hmm. You can hear slurs. That
only the racists can hear them.
Mm-hmm.
Like That'd a dog. Cool.
That would be cool if somebody talked in such a high voice.
It would be cool if dog whistle racism was real. Like, you could just have, like, a thing you blow, and then mm-hmm. other guys are like, nice. People are like, what? What is it? And they're like, nothing.
Don't worry about it. If you didn't hear it, you don't need to know.
You don't need to know what's going on. I'm just sitting there.
Yeah, hell yeah. People just laugh. Three guys on the train cracking up.
Yeah. In line at Starbucks, the barista's got a bad attitude. Just some other guy across the beach picked up his order. He's on the way out. Oh, I hear you, brother. You got one of those, too?
Nice. Vince Gallo is selling a shirt with Kaepernick also that it just says white boy over his face.
Why are you just scrolling the Vincent Gallo t-shirt?
they're,
website.
They're very good.
Because he's completely checked out.
I'm not checked
he's
out.
He's on
dude.
The thing he was talking about 15 minutes ago.
No, I was checking a text and then it opened to that. I'm sorry.
No, it didn't. Well, first of all, no checking texts.
I'm putting my phone
away. We all got to unplug. Okay?
That's true.
Well, I was in Baltimore. I learned that.
Were you off the phone?
I was off the phone. And I'm kind of back a little bit now. I read two books.
I'm not even, it's weird. I'm not even in a position where I have to like put the phone away anymore. It's just lost all its appeal.
That's incredible.
It's just boring to you.
Exactly.
That's cool. That's the best way of getting over it, is just not thinking it's cool anymore.
Yeah, you got to make things boring if you're bored by them. Because you are.
Because it's too available.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, and I think I said this already.
You got to make things boring if you're bored by them?
Yeah, there's things that you are bored by that you still like engage in all the time because you don't know...
Out of habit.
Out of habit, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you just like... Because think about all the shit that you want to do that bores you. That if you just put a little bit of effort in, like, you know,
you
people are like,
over
oh,
the hump,
people
the
are like, oh,
hump.
I don't have the patience for movies anymore. It's like, no, it's just your like, boredom... functions have been hijacked by the fucking phone.
Right.
Where you could go back to being bored by the other things and have that, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. Yes. You just got to put yourself in a position where, like, the phone is fucking boring.
I think I might get an Apple Watch so that if anyone needs to text me or some shit, I can see it.
Yeah, honestly, I love the Apple
and
Watch.
And then I just don't need to have my phone on me.
It's great for, like, it's a good fitness tracker. I don't really use it for, I mean, yeah, I can see when
you count steps on it and stuff.
Yeah, because it kind of like goads you into standing up and moving.
I got my dad one for his birthday, so he'd start to move around a little bit more.
It's important, especially with quarantine. So many people are just like fucking...
stuck.
They're like, yeah, I'll sit on the couch for 7 months and it won't do anything to my body.
Uh-huh.
Like just thinking
no, it's
that,
a terrible thing to
right. The being sedentary isn't like one of the leading causes of fucking
everything.
Turning into a gay man.
Yeah.
That's so
it's
not true.
True
yeah.
Dude.
Every gay guy.
I just figured we should say something along those lines.
Yeah, okay.
Every gay guy is a go-getter. They're getting in 25,000 a day.
Realize now that all three of us are thoroughly into our 30s.
And
before this podcast becomes fucking health and wellness advice from people who have no qualifications.
Just spent the last 10 years destroying their bodies in various ways and are trying to cheat the Reaper a little
bit.
You
know what I found out recently? You don't have to make your own cheese.
Damn. I kind of want to get into making my own yogurts.
Yeah.
How do you do it? You get a culture or something?
I don't fucking know. That's why I want to get into it. But if
do
it
people
sounds
do
nice.
That? Is that a thing that
Greek people
get
do
into?
It? Before Faye was in this country...
Greek people made their own.
You had to make your own.
Oh, wow.
Because the way I had that shit back in the fucking motherland, and I would go as a little fat child, and I would have full fat faye with honey in it.
Remember like 3 years ago when we were making their own yogurt out of their pussy fungus?
Oh, that was a thing, right?
Yeah, they're making like bread and yogurt out of their pussy fungus.
I wasn't sure if that was real or just a thing that people were...
Probably four bitches in Bushwick.
Yeah. I think that's how delusional and everyone, people got. They're like, this is feminism.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you just stopped wiping your ass.
your pussy is a fucking
I'm baking
petri
with my
dish.
Ass.
Yeah. That shit is fucked up.
Because I'm a woman, I now drive with my tits. The women are getting into car accidents everywhere in the name of feminism. Uh-huh. Tesla's like secretly encouraging it so that they can... A shuttle in automated driving even faster.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is like, yeah, you know, the plan was to secretly have dumb bitches
with their tits out.
Have them
drive
with their tits. you know, because they're stupid. And you can just tell them that everything is feminism and is empowering.
Damn, Elon had him like that?
And then, yes. And so you get them to drive with their tits, cause accidents, and then you sell them cars that they didn't need.
Mm-hmm.
Cars to drive for them. In fact, that was the first idea. We thought automated driving. People said, who the fuck would want that? And we said, it's for women. They're
it's
like, oh.
Of course.
Can we do Chinese, too? Like, we said, yes, we can do Chinese. We can make them for just the women.
We can also make them for the Chinese as well.
Joe Rogan's like, now, what about those people? They all know karate, right? What's their deal?
Yeah. And he's almost like, yeah.
It's crazy because you see them around, and I never even considered. Joey was telling me this last week They have their own country.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's true.
That there's a place. It's basically, imagine if like America was filled with Chinese people, and then they all, not only do they speak Chinese, but all the government documents are in Chinese.
Yeah, the street stop signs.
Everything is in Chinese.
Maybe
bro.
Even a different color.
It's fucking weird, bro.
That's trippy, man. That's really trippy.
It's fucking
weird. It fucking blew my mind.
It blew my fucking,
fucking mind.
Get this. Look at this. Pull it's just up. Pictures of Chinese.
Just China on Google image search.
I'm just walking around.
Look at that. There's not a single. They're all the same guy. And it's a whole place like that. That's crazy.
Yeah. He almost like, wow. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, we've been... That's where they're making most of the cars. They're making them there. And then what? You just, because they're going to be the ones driving them. That makes sense.
That's true. That is true.
They're going to be the ones needing them.
Beautiful. Damn. I'm the only thing about Elon Musk that I'm jealous of is... How, well, I'm not even because I have beautiful hair. I don't understand how his plugs look so good.
Uh huh.
Because other rich people have.
I have
plugs.
A friend who's a bald man who said that most actors that got like quote unquote plugs that everyone's like, oh, Matthew McConaughey has plugs or whatever. He thinks that he's a truther. He thinks plugs don't really actually work. And that they all have just very nice looking pieces.
You think Matthew McConaughey is wearing a wig right now?
This is what I was told by my friend.
Do you think that though?
I don't. I mean, I haven't looked close enough. I guess I couldn't get past his smile.
You think he's going to like Texas games in a wig?
They probably have some kind of secret treatment that only celebrities know about. Because imagine if everybody could get hair transplants that look that good, we would all be celebrities.
That's so true.
That's the one true. Thing standing in
so
between.
So I would probably be action star.
Dude, mm-hmm. Forget it.
I would be James Bond.
Yeah.
I would be James Bond. No questions asked. Mm-hmm. Not a question about it.
No, sir.
Yeah. Sign on the line, okay?
I would have Steven Seagal's career.
Cash on the barrel. Mm-hmm. We're talking prime time.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yep.
Checks in the mail.
Checks mm-hmm. in the mail. Check, please.
Check, please.
Got to spend money to make money, brother.
You got to fucking two in the pink, one in the sting.
Four in the sting, one in the pink.
Four in the pink, one in the sting. You know what they say? Two in the pink is worth one in the sting.
That's true.
You got to kill two stinks with one pink. Mm-hmm. Like, sir, are you all right? No.
No.
My hair transplant failed, and now my brain's leaking out
The chemicals are leaking into my head.
Yeah.
And I can only think in analogies involving a pussy and a butthole.
They say time is a Chinese circle.
Time is a Chinese woman's pussy and asshole.
Flat circle is the line. Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about flat, sideways pussy.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I got there. You know how I got there. I don't need to tell him.
Come
He's right
on,
there with
man.
Me. He's laughing. Brother, check this out. Yeah. You hear it? I know. Yeah, Christian Bale gave it to me. They're giving out all these whistles. Yeah, last year I got it at Sundance. Christian Bale was handing out these whistles to everybody at Sundance.
Fuck. I still don't know what his actual voice sounds like.
McConaughey?
No, what the fuck?
Christian Bale?
Yeah.
He's Welsh.
I got a whistle. If you play the whistle, it says the N-word.
Something like that.
That's probably what it sounds like.
It probably sounds something like this.
That's Jason Statham.
No, it's not. That's
they all sound the same, man. Yeah.
Jason Statham, Scott.
That's better, yeah.
That's more.
Yeah, that's true.
If I told you what my asshole looked like, you wouldn't believe it.
Oh, fuck. Dude, honestly, it really fucks me up when actors just do different voices.
Mm-hmm.
Like what, you think an actor character. Should have to play the same role?
You
think...
It honestly...
So they're different characters.
I'm not
going to...
It doesn't quite piss me off, but it... I don't... I'm equal parts, like, astounded that they're able to act mm-hmm. in an accent, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also, it fucking pisses me off.
That they have a job to do and they get paid millions of dollars to do it and they're actually good at it.
It just feels weird, dude. I don't know what to tell you. I don't trust it.
You just want one accent per actor.
Or adjacent accents.
Uh-huh. What do you mean? Oh, like a similar sound. Yeah. They can go like a little bit higher pitch, a little bit lower pitch.
Gary Oldman's probably.
He's a chameleon.
He's so good, dude.
He's a guy that I'm not sure what he sounds like. I guess he's British, but.
He is British, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. No, he's good. He fucking rock. I'll give him a pass.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that.
You ever see Tinker Tailor Tiny Penis?
Tinker Tailor Suck Me Off?
Yeah.
Tinker Tailor
Big Mother has the dossier that shows how small my penis is.
That movie is mad boring.
We have to get this back to the circus.
The circus. We have to have the clowns have to look at my penis.
It's just men having meetings with each other.
It is.
That whole movie.
But it's good. I remember enjoying it.
I fell asleep.
I feel like any movie adapted from a Le Carre novel is usually like worth at least one watch.
Apparently there's a made-for-TV version from like the 80s for BBC. They did it better, apparently, or something.
No, yeah. No.
That's an apparent true. Opinion you've heard?
No. No one told me.
There's a better version of it. I haven't seen it myself.
No, my friend put it on and I asked him to actually put it off. But yeah. He said,
oh, wow, so you actually actively didn't like it.
Ooh.
No, I just didn't want to watch a fucking made-for-TV movie at that juncture. I was trying to do doper
shit. Old man penis.
He just keeps sucking.
What did you do instead of that?
Cocaine. No, I don't know. I don't know. I forgot.
Well, maybe
drank
you
beers. Maybe
you
just chatted. Listened to beats.
Listened to drank. Bob Dylan, probably.
No, come on. Listen to some golden era 1992 to 1995 hip hop from New York City. That is the only.
I don't know if I told this story. I was walking down one of the avenues the other day, and I was behind like some like, I don't know, like. Fucking probably black guy in his like late 30s,
mm-hmm.
and he was just like rapping the Chronic out loud and like
what the fuck?
With all this like swagger, and he's like 1, 2, 3, and then the fuck just like and then like a woman walks by and he's like good morning, you know.
Like, yeah, you know, I was like, what
this
was?
I was like, this is one of the gayest things I've ever seen.
Dude, that guy just got body switched with Michael Rappaport. It's an older white guy who loves black guys.
Finally.
It's like, wow. Like, what is that woman's going to be like? Wow, you know all the words of the bar mitzvah hit of that 2001?
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to have sex with you.
I know.
But you know, I mean, the other thing.
You know how bad you have to fuck up to be that uncool of a black guy?
It's brutal stuff.
But the other thing is, like, that guy was having a good day.
I don't think
that's what's frustrating.
I don't think that guy's.
Well, you think he gets home and he's like, everyone thinks you're a fucking faggot.
No one
likes your rap.
I mean, because people,
that chick didn't even.
It's a hack joke. A hack joke about people are like, you know, imagine being a black guy with a small dick, and it's like, sure, I'm sure that exists, but at least that's in your pants. You know what I mean? Sure. Being a black guy that's that deeply fucking lame. When you have so many points already, you know, on your side,
right?
And to fuck up that bad. Mm-hmm. To be going around singing the Chronic
in 2020
is humiliating.
Yeah, I thought it was cool when I was 11.
I mean, it's so fucking embarrassing.
It really, there's something fucked up going on there.
Yeah,
that's behavior.
That'd be like being a blind black guy and being bad at singing piano. In church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they just
yeah.
bring you up to the like Melvin's. Oh, he's blind. Get him up here.
Come on up. There,
and he's like,
he has the voice of an angel.
Michael, roll your boat ashore. They're like, no. Sorry.
Boo.
What's like, the point?
Your job will be homeless.
Yep.
You're being assigned the job of living outside.
A guidance counselor brings in black blind guys and they're like, check the box. Singing in church.
Yeah.
We're homeless.
You're too harsh.
That's so funny.
Fuck.
What jobs can a blind person get?
Wow, ableism. Mm-hmm. Ew, ew, ew.
Ableism. Mean, you
alert.
Never see a
ableism.
You
alert.
Never go to the bank and have like a blind teller or something.
He's there in the back, dude.
They keep
rolling up all the quarters.
No, I'm not being ableist. I'm just interested to know.
Podcaster,
they could totally do that.
Hello, I'm sitting right here.
Yeah.
You're not blind.
Where are you? What if I was? What if
this whole time?
This whole show I've been blind.
That'd be awesome.
And when people are always like making fun of me for having dead eyes, it's just like deeply, deeply mean-spirited. I'm just a blind person.
Hey, dead eyes.
They could do
with
podcasts.
Your dead cloudy blue okay. eye.
Very funny, guys.
You know how long I've
call
been
center stuff.
That for?
Yeah,
they could do call center.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, Stav's fat, haha, and he's bald. And I just have to like take your word for it that that's true.
No, you're just running your, you're constantly running your fingers through my body.
Right. Yeah. Feeling your wrist.
Yeah.
Like Ray Charles.
Like that, like the Hello music video, the Lionel Richie music video.
Mm-hmm.
Where the blind girl is feeling his face.
And then she
and then makes molding the, a bust yes. of Lionel Richie. It's very romantic.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Does that Ray Charles would tell if ladies were fat by their wrists?
He told yeah, you feel their wrists.
So. You saw the movie, right?
I didn't.
Very very charismatic performance.
Mm-hmm. I would try their titties
by Jamie Foxx.
Jamie oh, Foxx. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's great.
Jamie Foxx.
One of the great. Best.
He really is.
Yeah.
I think there was a period where I didn't want to believe. I thought I don't know why. I loved him. And
you're a hater because you got a hater's heart.
I did. I moment, but I triumphed over my hater.
I used
heart.
To watch the Jamie Foxx show like on WB. That.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah. I'm not a hater anymore. I love life.
Sorry, that was funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny the way you just said it. No follow up. That's not going anywhere. I used to watch the Jamie Foxx show.
No, because you guys were saying something else.
I know.
The Jamie Foxx show.
I'm not trying to.
The girl in that show was really
I'm
hot.
Really not trying to dig at you that way.
No, it was very embarrassing. It was I should be called
no,
out for it.
I used to watch it stronger. That was my original why I loved Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, we all watched the show.
That yeah, was a great show.
And good then
show.
Also the roasts he was
this
great on.
This is Jamie Fox show.
Mm-hmm. He's very
in a 90s kind of world.
And he was wearing those weird
I'm
like.
Glad I got my girls. It's a Jamie Foxx. It's a Jamie Foxx. It's a Jamie Foxx show. Right.
Yeah. That's
right.
It.
That's, yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
Ooh, ooh, we ooh, are living ooh. In the Jamie Foxx show. Fox show. Welcome to the Jamie Foxx show.
Oh.
But the roast he was great at, and then Ray. What was there was like a movie, a run like of movies that I didn't like that I was like, eh.
I don't know.
I don't know what it was.
He was pretty good in Ali.
The one where he does play a bunch of like homeless retarded people. I feel
yeah.
Like.
That was the one where I was like, okay, where he's like the guy who plays with the violin.
The violin retard.
Was that what was that?
He was kind of a retard in Collateral too.
Yeah, Collateral.
He's a
rocks.
Beta.
He's a
beta.
Loser. He's like
he yeah. got
I'm
so
trying,
little.
He's just trying
retard.
To drop this cab and maybe get a little piece of pussy when
yeah.
I retire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's got a picture.
He's
of
got
pussy
a picture of a pussy at his dash from the fucking window.
That's
thing.
My dream.
What's
right
that?
There.
What's that in the window there? What is that? Is that a piece of pussy?
It's my dream.
You can get there if you want. Wish I could do Tom Cruise.
That wasn't so bad.
No, that's
it wasn't
just
bad.
That's just my speaking point.
No, it wasn't.
It's just me saying things.
No, you're taking it down a notch to pretend.
I don't pretend.
You do. You pretend to suck my dick.
No, I don't.
You're right. You do it for real.
No,
gotcha,
I don't.
Bitch.
I don't do either.
Damn, you've been out-chest yet again.
I've not been out-chest. Because those two, the two aren't fucking.
Those are the two options, brother.
Not, no, that is.
That was it. Either you pretend or you suck it.
There's not.
You
there's
said
not
you
a
don't
binary.
Pretend.
There's not a binary.
It is.
I don't believe.
Just, yep, it's a binary. Unlike sexuality,
the gender binary.
Sucking my dick, your only options are pretend to suck it or actually suck it.
Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I don't know much about the law. I'm just. An honest man with a small, honest penis.
Look,
trust me.
Take a look. He just pulls his little dick yeah. out.
Opposing counsel is like, objection, Your Honor. It's on the record that I have the smallest penis in the state of Louisiana.
Well, why don't you take it out there,
You'll get
counselor.
Your chance here, counselor. I'm just trying to talk to the jury about the case and the fact that I have a very small, honest Pentecostal Christian penis.
Yeah, a humble penis.
A very humble Louisiana penis.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Well, I would say that my penis is, in fact, smaller than his. It might be one of the smallest penises in the world. Your Honor, he can't just say that his penis is smaller than mine.
Objection. Point of fact, my penis is smaller.
You lie to these good people here in the state of Louisiana.
Your song.
Louisiana. Hold on. Wow.
How underwater one of the jurors is
just an alligator wearing overalls.
Damn, I'm trying to go back. I fucking love New Orleans, man.
Yeah, Louisiana rocks.
Absolutely.
I'd love to just live in a swamp. Do a podcast with a bullfrog and a croc.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Your living room you is underwater.
Yeah.
You're just dipping your feet.
Let me ask you something. You guys ever drink the Budweiser? It's just your frogs. My God. I guess I do have schizophrenia.
Yeah, you in 15 years.
I guess that New York Jew doctor was right after all. I guess I got the old schizophrenia.
I bet it'll be cute, though, the little microphones you set up for the frogs.
You have a talk show, start the podcast back up with them.
It's old man Mullen's place. They say he suffers from mental illness and he refuses to do anything.
Don't go in there. He might try and riff with you. Oh, fuck. Yeah. I would like a freaking po' boy.
I would like to ride on a fan boat one day.
I just passed by Popeye's on the way.
Nice.
And it's like going down the steps from
the train,
and there's a Popeye's there, and there's a group of black guys across the street, and there's like a bunch of people everywhere, and I was like laughing, imagining myself being like, hey, y'all want some Popeyes? I'm about to hit the guap, figure out my ass, just in case.
Y'all want me to get y'all anything?
Yeah, y'all want, hey. Just the world's worst wigger. Yeah, I just moved here. No, I'm trying to make friends. Y'all trying to get, y'all want some Popeyes?
Y'all ever heard The Chronic?
Yeah.
Any of y'all, that guy and The Chronic guy would be best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would be like, no, come on, crazy ass white boy.
Yeah, come on, crazy Ernie.
He would love to be playfully racist.
Oh, man.
Damn. Popeyes is so fucking good.
It really is. It is like a nice trip to Louisiana.
It must be weird to like see me in public where I'll just start giggling
smiling.
I crack the fuck up. And it's like, God forbid anyone says what. Like, I cannot. There's no way I can explain.
You see those guys over there?
Yeah.
You see that group of African American men across the street?
On the way back from the train, this homeless white guy, just fat as shit, stops me. He's like, Sir, please, sir. And I'll make eye contact, but continue walking. So it's like, you know, because if you try to rope me in with some bullshit,
yeah,
then it's like, they're just want fucking booze or something. You know, it's like, just say what you want. It's like, if I have an opportunity to give it to you now, I will. Otherwise, we're in New York, pal.
Yeah, I don't want your one-man play.
I don't have time for it.
In Baltimore, there was always, they had to catch a bus somewhere. Yeah,
so this guy's like, sir, can I, he's like, if I go this way on Broadway, is it a nicer neighborhood this way or that way? I'm like, I don't know what you mean. He's like, you know, like better windows, not white people and stuff.
What the fuck? Homeless guy was saying this?
Yeah. Why? Because he probably thinks he can get more money over there.
Yeah.
But it's like, how the fuck are you homeless in Brooklyn and you don't know which way to go on Broadway? Like, what the, like, you're like, yeah, I just, you know, I'm new. I moved
here. Yeah, first day homeless in New York.
Right.
You gotta be homeless here, baby. Mm-hmm. This is the place
to
be.
Nothing like it.
Ain't nothing like being homeless here.
Yeah.
Where are all the Jewish neighborhoods so I can avoid them?
I saw another homeless guy on the street the other day, and he was, like, screaming about, like, used to have a life. Used to be able to do stuff, be somebody. I could fucking go out to get something to eat at a fucking restaurant. Not anymore. I could go out to a fucking Irish bar with my Irish friends and get shit-faced. Not anymore.
Damn.
Not with this fucking shit. And I was like thinking about it, and it's like, this COVID thing must be just nuts if you're like a schizophrenic homeless person.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're already crazy, and then everyone's just got a mask on and everything's closed. And you're I fucking knew it. Everybody said I was fucking crazy, but I knew it.
Yep.
Whatever's going on is... something.
It's because I looked at my mother weird that one time.
Yeah. It's because I had sex with my mom when I was 11. She was asleep, and I stole some of her schnapps, and I pinned it down, and I fucked her.
And now everybody's wearing masks.
And then she didn't know how to handle it. Now everybody's wearing masks. We're all fucking eating outside. They got outdoor dining. Fucking... Dinkins wants to keep everybody eating outside.
He's not the mayor anymore.
Don't argue with me. I'm a all bum. Right.
Fucking
I wonder if
Koch.
Adam does that. Just fucking walking out.
I correct
street.
Homeless
There's
guys.
There's a homeless person. Yeah.
Actually,
it's
sir,
like, we got to stop Donald Rumsfeld. He's like, ah, he's not the... He wasn't...
You think it's
Donald
Trump.
He's not defense secretary.
He's not... That's not who... He's not...
Yeah, excuse me, sir.
Excuse me. I noticed that you were saying something. isn't he... it's not... He's not the guy anymore.
Shouts out to...
What is the milk scam?
Shouts out to Steve Carell.
Have you had a homeless person ask you for milk before?
Yeah. You bought, like...
You buy
the
milk?
You buy the milk, and then they return it, and it's expensive, and then they can return it, and the money goes back onto their, like, EBT card.
Can you return it to a deli? A deli's not going to take used milk
back. It's a can of condensed milk.
Oh, a can of milk.
Yeah. Mm.
I've never seen a deli do a return of a single product.
They do. I return. I returned a bunch of cat litter to my deli.
It didn't taste good enough?
No. That's not the reason.
You eat cat litter, bitch.
Wow, that's so weird, Nick.
Dude,
that's not the reason.
Dude, Nick eats cat litter.
It's because I'm blind and I'm British. And no one's known the whole time. And now you reveal my biggest secret.
Legitimately, though, why the fuck would you return cat litter? Something a cat pisses in.
It was non-clumping. I didn't look at the bag before I got it.
You have to get, you prefer
hey,
clump.
Who the fuck gets clumping or non-clumping?
People who are too lazy to scoop a litter box, which includes me, but I bought a machine that does it for
me. Wait. So clumping, what is it, non-clumping?
Non-clumping, the cat shits in it and you just dump out the entire litter box.
Oh, respect. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck scooping that shit out. The machine works though?
Yeah, it works. It's always worked.
I might have to get one for my little brother.
Yeah.
Little upgrade.
No, that's the way to go. I mean, yeah, if you're scooping your cat's shit, you're a fucking moron.
Your cat's invested.
Then
your
cat
say, like,
owns
well, those
you.
Automatic ones are too expensive. Well, it looks like somebody can't afford a cat then.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not giving it medicine.
A Lamborghini's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see me putting regular in my fucking Countach. It's premium only. Sometimes I piss in there a little bit, too.
Sometimes I piss my premium nut in
sometimes,
there.
Yeah, sometimes I put my dick in the gas tank. I get high off the fumes via my dick hole.
Yeah.
And people look at me and I go, it's a Lamborghini.
It's a what? You've never seen a left fucking Guinea before?
What's
you say?
You've never seen a millionaire before, toots? It's a woman like shuttling her kids back into a minivan.
I'm rich.
I ain't never seen.
You fucking loser.
Hey, let me ask you something, bitch. Which way do I go on Broadway to find white people?
Where are the white people at, you fucking people. Bitch?
Hey, get away from my contact. Sorry. I was trying to have sex with that lady and convince her I'm a millionaire. I figured the only way I could do it is if I put my dick in your gas tank. I'm sorry there, boss.
No hard feelings, I assume, boss.
I'll make it up to you. I'm just spitting all over the windshield and rubbing it with my forearm. just stop.
Just getting get little bits of Slim Jim on his fucking window.
Yeah.
A loogie.
Yeah, we'll get this nice and top of the morning for you. Completely naked. Pair of Reebok classics on with the tongues folded over the front of the shoe. Just taped to your legs.
Oh, fuck. I lost my pants again.
This is turning into another. I just talk about homeless people you saw, but god damn. This was a good one. I forgot about it. But there was a homeless guy praying to one of those Link NYC machines.
Oh, no.
Praying?
Just like bowing down and getting up. And so he's facing it. I'm looking up behind him, and his pants are just completely disintegrated. So it's got this the waistband, and like two threads that go down to like the bottom parts. But his ass is just completely out, and his balls and penis.
Oh, no, dude, are you serious?
Yeah, as he continues bowing into Lincoln,
just seeing his big homeless balls.
Oh, god,
weathered, literally weathered
just
balls.
Like getting back up and down his ass, facing the entire avenue. And it's like, this city is coming back.
Yeah. Oh,
this
yeah.
is exactly.
Yeah, nature is routine.
Yeah, because people are like, oh, those Link NYC machines are going to be homeless people beating off to them. It's like, no, they'll find something even more homeless.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be fucking praying to them. Praying like this them Mecca is an
obelisk that delivers pornography to them. No idea that it was a company. They think this is God himself being like, my son, free pussy to look at.
Look at the pussy.
Look at the pussy. Don't worry about your pants.
No, you won't need pants when you're looking at the pussy.
Where
I
we're
provide.
Going, you won't need pants.
Just rapes him in the fucking DeLorean. Don't worry about them.
Don't worry about the pants. Where we're going, you can kill homeless people.
We're going to rape Marty. Yeah.
We're going back in time to rape girls, Marty. What are they going to say? A guy from the future did it?
Holy shit.
Doc, I got to say, that's genius.
It's a pretty good plan.
I know, that's why I'm a fucking doctor.
I'm a scientist, you little faggot.
That's what makes me a scientist.
They just become like Genghis Khan. Everybody looks exactly like the professor.
We're going back before AIDS to get as much rape as we want. No condoms. When I started making the machine, I thought maybe I'd go into the future before or after they cured AIDS. And then I thought, why not just go back in time and fuck Eleanor Roosevelt at gunpoint?
That was more about the prestige.
Yeah.
She was a dog-looking bitch.
I hated the New Deal. It robbed entrepreneurs like me of the creative process. And I wanted to get back at that legless faggot the only way I knew how.
Damn. The Doc hates the New Deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to rape Marty.
God damn, that one's...
There he is. Quick, Marty, pull my gun out of my ass. Can't you do it? No, there's no time.
There's no time, Marty.
Reach in there with your penis. Get my ass started with your penis and then reach in there and pull out the gun. Please? Where's this time machine you keep talking about? I'll show it to you in a minute. The cops are almost here. My landlady heard me yelling about rape and she called the police. I've been living in this garage illegally for months. I told her I was just going to park my sports car here. She thought it was a Lamborghini. It's a DeLorean.
Dude, just going
it's
back.
It's like a Lamborghini, but for Irish cocaine addicts.
Going back to like the year 700 and raping everyone in a hovel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was part of life in the year 700.
That's what I'm saying.
That's appropriate to go back.
That's what
and
I'm saying.
What was going on
in the year 700?
There's like 1,000 in between Christ dying and like the year 1300. Yeah. People were like, let's just chill.
I think that's what's crazy. Shit was popping off.
Disease,
dude.
No toilet paper.
The Romans got their shit fucked up.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
I'm curious about that shit. I'm always curious about the fucking Middle Ages.
Until the Franks and the Normans, nothing happened.
It's so weird, dude.
The Franks, Normans, the Garys, the Richards, the Mikes.
Yep. Until those fellows came
around.
I'm
about to start learning about history because it's interesting to me.
Yeah. All the peoples used to be named after the characters on Cheers.
The Norms.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Adam. Very good.
I'm having a rough one.
That's okay, man.
My head hurts. All right.
Why is your head hurt?
I don't know. It just started hurting at the beginning of the show. I don't know.
You want to kiss?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll glad it's fall so you can't go surfing anymore.
No, the surf is better.
The surfing's better?
Yeah.
Nope.
The surfing's pretty bad in the summer.
It's illegal now.
It's not illegal. I'm just going to get a thicker wetsuit. I'm going to be one of those snowstorm surfer guys.
We're going to use the time machine to go back to summer so we can keep going to Coney Island. Why? Who gives a shit?
There's a guy down there that lets me fuck his 13-year-old daughter.
Dog.
Some Russian guy. Dog. We just have to make sure it's not Jeff Ross's weekend.
Why is that dependent on it being summer?
You know, I didn't even think about it.
You're right. I guess we could go whenever.
I'm just so drunk off child pussy, off Russian child pussy, I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, I'm trading him uranium for pussy from his daughter.
I don't know why that voice is so much fun. It's Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, fuck.
Christopher motherfucking Lloyd. Did you make it out to Coney this summer? I didn't go one time this summer.
I went a couple times, but I go all year round.
To Coney Island?
Yeah, but I go for...
It's nice going during a snowstorm. I went once during a blizzard. It was very cool.
I go for Russian food to go down there.
Oh, to Brighton.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's all the same shit.
It's bad food, though. It's not like it's good food.
I like Ocean View Cafe.
But the food's pretty bad.
No, the food's good there. I like it.
The place and I went in Sheepshead Bay is pretty good.
That place rocks. I would go there not even like.
There's a place Amber recommended to me that's like fucking like, I don't know, Uyghur or fucking Uzbek food.
Yeah,
or
that's where we went. Nargis.
That's where we went?
No, different
place.
Yeah,
it's Uzbek food.
That place rocks.
Yeah, it's
this fire. Was a different place, and it was in Brighton, not Sheepshead Bay. And it was terrible. Like, really bad. Like, it tasted like fucking dishwater.
Yeah.
Maybe you got dishwater in your
food. I mean, probably. It was probably just like a fucking bad day.
She was trying to poison you.
I'm like, hey, this tastes really bad. He's like, I'm sorry, but Christopher Lloyd, he come here
He comes in character from Back to the Future.
They said it was method acting that he had to do it. Or he said that, but it's been 20 years and he still comes and he says it's because the character was a time traveler. So he would have been doing this throughout time.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That he come and rape my child.
And you let him?
I'm like, so why is there dishwater in the food? And he's like, I'm sorry, I didn't put it.
I forgot.
I understand the mechanics of callbacks, but I don't. Often in comedy, you can get away with a lot. That's why it's not really
about mm-hmm. the structure.
That's why comedy is bullshit.
It's basically just trying to get the laugh.
You could say nonsense as long as it sounds like stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. People will laugh at it.
Oh, fuck. That's true. Damn, I'm about to be in Philly. I haven't done an hour in...
You're going to Philly tonight?
No, next week. I'm going to be at the Punchline in Philly. Buy tickets to see me.
And what is it, like socially distanced?
It's outside and socially distanced. They got like a little fucking patio.
How was the stand the other night?
Stand was great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many tickets were there?
It's a nice little setup they got there.
Yeah, it's a good setup down there.
It's good to see Adele, too. I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah. Dude, it was nice. It was like I saw, you see all your friends that you haven't seen, you know, and you're like, a couple. Well, you see your friends. You see your friends and some.
You know, I don't know if I.
And some coworkers. Wow.
People you know.
You see your friends. You see the fucking pizza oven fired up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. I want to stand.
I saw a couple people that had like were regulars at the stand. You like even recognized some people in the fucking audience.
It was nice going to Racine's. I almost said Racine's funeral.
His wedding?
Yeah, his wedding.
I'm bummed I missed it, dude.
No, you were glad.
I was scheduled. Not glad.
You were like, I have to go to the Crayola Museum.
I love weddings.
In Easton, Pennsylvania.
No, to go
on this exact
see
day.
My father.
I'm going to the Crayola Museum on Easton, PA to do baby stuff. I'm sorry, Mike. I can't make it.
Damn.
I love weddings, dude. I'm sure Mike had his fairy tale wedding.
Remember when he went to that wedding a couple years ago and didn't bring a gift because he said that the money he spent
that.
On
that
the,
was kind of wild.
This was a very different time.
The money he spent on
I don't
the
want
flight,
to talk about this.
That was crazy.
About this.
His presence, like
I had like $1,100.
That was wild. Then just don't go to the fucking wedding.
I thought
if you go, you got to get a nice little gift, something off the registry, a couple hundred bucks.
I should've.
You got to fucking be a cute guy about it.
We don't even have that. It's not even. I don't even see him anymore. So,
so whatever.
Know, if we were still friends, maybe I'd be like, you know, 5 years ago when I didn't give you a wedding.
That was so fucking funny, dude. And you being like,
I had to go to fucking St. Louis and pay for a
He's
hotel.
Still doing it.
It was a big expense.
So don't go.
Don't go. But then I was like, then he's, if I don't go, then he's not going to be my friend.
Here's what
anymore.
You do.
Then we can't
you
be friends.
You send a present.
I don't go to the wedding.
You send a present. You say you can't go. You spend half of what you would have done. Send a card.
Well, I thought it'd be nice to go to the wedding.
Exactly, because you think your presence is worth more than some dishes.
Did you get seconds at dinner?
No.
Yes, you did.
What do you mean? It's not a buffet style.
You asked for seconds.
You say for the chicken or the fish or whatever, and then they bring it to you.
You're like, is there any way I can get both?
Can I have both?
Can I get a doggy bag? Because I actually only had half.
And you ate it, and you're fucking...
I only had a little.
You were like, what's the fanciest hotel in St. Louis?
If anyone could name a reason that these two should not be wed, bang, the doors burst open. I want to fuck that woman. I want to have, get out of my way. I want to have sex with her.
I need to see her pussy and taste it.
It's weird that they still do that.
Do they?
They did it at Mike and Deb's wedding.
Oh, really?
Did what?
The whole, like, if anyone can say why these two.
Really?
And it's all comedians there, so I'm waiting for somebody to be like, yeah. I can scroll through our group text right now and give you a million reasons.
Goddamn, that's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we've met them.
Yeah.
We've met both.
Oh, yeah, I know who Mike is. That's one of the reasons.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Did they have dancing and dinner and stuff, or was it just
the dinner was Nick Whitmer. I don't know if you know him. Do you know him, Stop? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He fucking, like, I guess he's like a...
caterer?
Well, the food was banging.
Really?
It's amazing. He made some, like brisket ragu.
Ooh, shit.
And then some kind of, like, ziti.
Nice.
But then, like, the spread beforehand was, like, all of these fucking cold cuts.
Charcuterie?
And, yeah. Fucking olives and shit and a bread that Nick made himself.
Good. Damn. That's dude, awesome.
Yeah, I went nuts.
That's fucking... I do like a wedding.
Dude.
It's been a while.
I like weddings, too.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. All right. I'm going to go piss, and then I got to go. So, okay. This is a good episode. That was fun.
Okay. Oh, thanks you to whoever...
Who sent you roses, Nick?
This is the second that people send me roses, I guess.
What?
Yeah.
Stavi.biz/tour. Come see me in Philadelphia. In Baltimore, in fucking Worcester, Mass.
It is. It's like it's maybe too many roses for that vase.
It's a lot of roses.
That's yeah.
Great. It's kind of expensive, honestly.
Yeah.
I think that's probably like 50, 60 bucks worth of flowers.
Probably, yeah. Anyways, yeah, come.town if you would like to purchase shirts. And that's it for today, folks.
Thank you.